Welcome to my podcast, a first Alpina medium for all employees, as well as fans and everybody who wants to become part of First Alpina in the future. This episode was translated from the German interview with AI.
Welcome to the 19th edition of my podcast and a Happy New Year 2025 to all our listeners. In this episode, we take a closer look at the IT structure of the First Alpina Group. For this, we have a special guest, the CIO or Chief Information Officer of First Alpina, Markus Schall. Welcome, Mr. Schall. Mr. Schall, you have been the CIO, Chief Information Officer at First Alpina since January 2022. Could you please explain your area of responsibility to us?
Hello, and thank you for having me. As the CIO of a corporation like First Alpina, our role in the holding company is to act as a unifying force. We operate in a strategically guiding capacity, focusing on governance, cost transparency, and driving cross-company projects that we aim to advance within the group. Additionally, we define the overall direction of IT, providing a framework within which the entire organization can align itself and operate effectively along these key areas.
You originally come from Germany and have worked for corporations like IBM and Daimler AG, and most recently for the tank logistics company Marquardt and Bahls in Hamburg. What motivated you to leave the far north and move to Austria to join First Alpina? How did you perceive First Alpina before joining?
Well, the move wasn't so much from the far north, but more of a return to my roots. I'm originally from Stuttgart, as you can see from my time starting out at Daimler, so this is more of a return to the south. First Alpina was already a familiar name to me beforehand, and I must say, I had a very positive impression of First Alpina. There's a strong sense of pragmatism and executional strength, which I would say aligns quite well with the Swabian culture that I've found here.
Let's talk about the challenges, and I believe there are quite a few. What have been, or perhaps still are, the biggest challenges you face in your role as CIO of an international corporation? And how do you approach these challenges?
The challenges are often quite similar across the various companies and positions I've held. It's always, to some extent, about the perception and role of IT within the organization. If we look back, IT was often seen primarily as a cost factor, something that just needed to work and was largely reactive. Nowadays, we view IT as a critical and integral part of the company. We're talking about being a partner on equal footing, someone who can confidently say what the right solution is, what works and what doesn't. Of course, we also need to ensure that solutions are implemented effectively and economically while balancing the diverse requirements that come from different divisions, business models, regions, or even local levels. That's not always easy. It's also true that in IT, problems are often very prominently highlighted, whereas there's rarely acknowledgement when systems are running smoothly. So you need to be able to withstand a certain level of pressure and at the same time act as a moderator to manage all of this effectively.
As you just mentioned, a lot has changed in IT over the past years and decades, but the transformation continues. What exactly would you define as transformation? And what approaches do you have to address it?
Transformation essentially refers to change, and change is inevitable. We must constantly adapt as circumstances and frameworks evolve continuously. For me, transformation has two key dimensions, especially in our context, the technical dimension and the organizational dimension. We aim to address both through our strategic One IT program. This means tackling the technological side, such as the foundation and what we often call technical debt, and also the organizational setup. How are we structured today? How do we want to be structured in the future? How can we as an organization better respond to upcoming challenges? This often involves reevaluating and clarifying responsibilities, who is accountable for what, who has clear roles, and how we want to organize ourselves. On the technological side, it's about architecture. How do we want to build our IT landscape for the future? What should it look like? What is the target structure? Who defines and guides it? The goal is to create a framework or space where the organization can find itself technologically and develop solutions within that framework.
In the past podcast episodes, I've had the chance to explore various departments of First Alpina, and I noticed just how diverse the structures are. I've heard about a wide range of products and processes, which makes me think that the IT technologies must also be incredibly varied. How do you manage that, Mr. Schall?
you're addressing a very fundamental point, which I've touched on before, the issue of digitization, IT, and federalism can often be challenging. We see this in the context of government agencies and digitization, where it's sometimes difficult to implement projects because there are so many different variations. These variations can exist in data, in technologies, and they're not necessarily helpful when it comes to driving forward progressive digitization projects. When there are different concepts for data or technologies, it complicates things. Therefore, it's important to strike a good balance between standards and flexibility in the various units, both locally and regionally. This is where architecture comes into play, flexible architecture. We call it discipline at the core, flexibility at the edge. The idea is to maintain discipline in the technological core while still allowing the organizational units to build their solutions on top of that core.
I wanted to ask you, as you just mentioned, how do you manage to bring all these needs together? Is the key word flexibility?
Exactly. Flexibility where it's needed. Not everyone has to choose the core technology. Nowadays, there are platforms that allow us to create a certain corridor within which the different organizational units can then operate and develop their solutions accordingly.
There have, of course, been constant changes in technology, especially since IT is something that evolves continuously. What were some of the technology changes you've experienced, some of which we've already discussed?
Well, for the most part, in recent years, particularly in terms of digitalization, the focus has been on the cloud. There has been a significant shift towards moving to the cloud, which drives scalability. This means greater flexibility in terms of the load I can place on systems. I can scale up or reduce capacity as needed. But security is also an aspect that is often underestimated. In many cases, things are more secure in the cloud than if I were to keep them on premises in a local data center. So the key benefits are A, flexibility, B, security, and C, scalability. This was certainly one of the major technological shifts. And right now, we're all experiencing the impact of artificial intelligence, which is also a major focus for us.
I will come back to the topic of artificial intelligence later. First, I have a question that also interests me. In the numerous interviews I've conducted, I've learned that due to the nature of the production operations, many colleagues still don't have access to Voestalpine channels, such as the intranet or similar platforms. How do you plan to reach these employees?
We've initiated a project based on our new platform, specifically targeting this user group. We want to bring the solutions into the organization, primarily through kiosk PCs, but also extending to applications on personal devices for those who wish to access them. This way, they can be part of our IT organization as well.
And what about the communication structure? Would you say it's a curse or a blessing? How do you think collaboration will change? What do you see as the challenges, opportunities, or risks in this regard?
Well, there are both opportunities and risks. We're all familiar with the development we've gone through over the years with the various tools such as chat apps that have changed how communication works. We used to rely more on emails, which were more formal, and there was a certain delay in response time and in the expectation of when we'd get answers. Over time, technology has evolved, and this has also led to an increase in the frequency of online activity and how often we check messages. This shift is both a blessing and a curse. If we don't manage it properly, it can quickly become a curse. But as with everything, there are pros and cons. The key is to properly structure and balance things so that we can truly derive value from it.
Let's take a look at the big topic of digitalization. How do you promote digital transformation at Voestalpine, and what role does the IT organization play in this?
Again, it's about two key areas, as I mentioned earlier. First, the very important topic of architecture. How should the house be built? Does it have the flexibility for individual units to shape their own internal setups? But the core must be solid and clear, providing guidance for the organization on where the solutions should be developed.
You already mentioned the big topic of artificial intelligence, which is something that's currently on all of our minds. How are you integrating artificial intelligence and automation into the IT infrastructure, and what benefits do you expect from this?
The topic of artificial intelligence affects us not only through external providers who are increasingly integrating AI into their products without us being able to control it. Think of companies like SAP or Microsoft. To address this, we've set up a central project where we focus on the most important element of artificial intelligence, the data foundation. For this, we've built a central data platform for the entire Voestalpine, which will serve as the foundation for future AI applications within the company. As with any AI, the principle of garbage in, garbage out applies. AI is only as good as the data it is fed. Therefore, through this project, we aim to provide the entire group with a platform that uses our own data for AI applications. This means we won't have to rely on external data from the internet. An interesting point in this context is that when we talk about innovations, we often underestimate their impact and overestimate the speed at which they will take effect. Things take longer than we expect to truly take hold, but once they do, the impact can be much stronger. With AI, we're seeing things develop relatively quickly, but I don't think we've fully grasped the total impact it will have on us in the long run.
There's still a lot ahead of us, and it's hard to predict just how big it will get. Now, moving on to another very important topic, data security. Mr. Schall, we often read about corporations being exposed to cyber attacks or even getting hacked. What strategies and technologies are you implementing to ensure cybersecurity within your company?
Yes, this is a very important point and one of the biggest challenges we currently face and will continue to face in the future. We are dealing with two dimensions here. Organization and technology. We have good technology in place, especially with a focus on moving to the cloud to enhance security. Hyperscalers like Microsoft, Google, or Amazon, for example, have much greater capabilities to provide security, build expert teams, and offer technologies. But we also use technologies ourselves. However, I believe the most important factor for us is the organization, our internal security team, who do an excellent job. It's crucial to keep in mind that given the threat landscape, the biggest vulnerability is the human factor. Our employees, who sit at their computers every day, can inadvertently trigger an attack with just one wrong click on a malicious link.
This means that there are regular training sessions for employees to raise awareness?
Exactly. So this is a major pillar alongside technology and the team, creating awareness with every single employee so that they are aware they can also be the potential weak link.
Finally, I'd like to take a look into the future. What developments and challenges do you foresee for the IT of the future? Let's pull out the crystal ball and take a look at the IT future. What do you see and how is Voestalpine preparing for it?
So, we're back to the topic of how we want to structure ourselves in the future. The topic of One IT is an important part, both technologically and organizationally. Through cloud platforms and platforms in general, we hope to be more scalable and flexible, allowing us to better respond to changes. You have to imagine it this way. If today I have many different systems in smaller units that are not aligned, it becomes increasingly difficult to implement a technological change as it would be too fragmented. That's why the architectural aspect is so important. We need to have a clear focus and be able to drive that forward into the future. However, we're never immune to development changes, but having a partner like Microsoft, whom we've chosen as a strategic partner, is important for us to walk this path together. We also work with other platforms such as SAP and others in various areas, but we can then focus on larger units and take the journey from there, addressing future challenges.
So, what I take away from this conversation is that a lot has already been done and the IT structure at Voestalpine is very well established. However, many challenges still lie ahead. I also take away a great sense of confidence that you will be able to overcome all of this.
We are still in transition, so the project and the transformation are still ongoing. Once we have completed them, I hope that we will be at the point where we can say, ready for the future.
Yes, and we are confident about that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
The three key takeaways from our conversation today, briefly summarized for you, dear listeners. Transformation through One IT. Voestalpine relies on a unified IT strategy to present itself as a cohesive entity. The goal is to have an efficient, fast, and secure IT system that provides real business value. Focus on digitalization and cloud strategy. The future of First Alpine IT lies in the cloud and the development of new platforms. This enables more efficient processes and better support for the different divisions, strengthening cybersecurity and embracing new technologies. With a combination of internal training and cutting-edge technology, Voestalpine ensures that cybersecurity is a top priority. At the same time, work is underway to integrate artificial intelligence and automation to future-proof the IT infrastructure. This was episode 19 of my podcast. If you like what you hear, subscribe to my podcast on the platform you're currently listening on. If it's Spotify, feel free to activate the bell to receive notifications whenever a new episode is released.
First Alpina, one step ahead.